after the playoff final, we made our intentions clear that of the players that I'd like to re-sign, and obviously Jermaine having such an impact that he did in that period of time since we signed him was a no-brainer from our point of view. I think people behind the scenes have worked hard to make this happen. Jermaine showed how settled he was and how much he enjoyed his football here. And also his desire to play for Preston North End as well, because there was competition from other championship clubs and abroad as well. But he feels at home here, settled in with the environment, the supporters, and hopefully for the next 2 years can be as profitable as the last few months have.
Were you quietly confident all the way through, bearing in mind your relationship with him, how long you've known him?
Well, I'd like to think that player was going to play a big part, but you never know in football, do you, that somebody could come along and blow us out of the water financially, which makes it very difficult. But we all knew that we had that relationship, and how well he settled with the group, how he's been taken to heart by the supporters as well, and he feels home and happy, and that was the two massive reasons why player signs, but also gets a reward on the pitch as well. So I'm delighted to have got the first part of the jigsaw in place, and over the next few days and weeks, hopefully we're going to have a few more things to talk about.
It's amazing, isn't it, when people talk about footballers who turn 30, Simon, they talk about them winding down or maybe past it, but Jermaine Beckford has shown really that's not the case, hasn't he?
And no, I think the modern day footballer now can play on for a lot longer. You see, they look after themselves and they make sure that they can sort of have a long career, because even if you extend your career into your mid-30s and you're earning good money, that can help the bank balance along the way if motivation by money. But I think players now are looking after themselves, and sometimes some players really start to hit peak form at 30. So hopefully we're going to see a lot more of Jermaine, and hopefully he's going to score many more goals for us and help contribute to us in the Championship next year.
You know what it's like in the immediate world we live in? The retained list comes out. It says we've offered contracts to X number of players, and we're yet to see any of the players who were contracted last season sign up yet, Simon. Is that a concern or not? Or is it just the fact that players are away on holiday in June, and by the time they get back, the chances are they'll be with you?
Well, like I said, I think over the next few days and the next week or so, there'll be a lot more news to come out. As I said, players are away, I'm away at the moment, and it's basically a quiet period. I don't think if you look into the football world in general, there isn't a great deal of deals that are going off. So there's a lot of work going on behind the scenes, trying to make sure things are happening. Trying to put everything into place, and I'm sure that by the time we come back for pre-season, I think the 2nd of July, we'll have a few more pieces of the jigsaw in place and ready to go, ready for the new campaign in the Championship.
Nice to have others working on it for a change instead of yourself, is it?
Well, I've still been busy doing things with Peter, but Peter's obviously been given sort of a list of current players that would like to re-sign, new players who want to sign, and obviously pre-season fixtures are all being sort of formalised as well as we speak now. So a lot of work's been done between a lot of people, and over the next few days I'm sure there'll be a few more announcements to be made, which will keep everybody busy and a lot happier.